This is Plant-Based Briefing. Nut health benefits, you won't believe how good they are for you. Part 2 by Ocean Robbins at foodrevolution.org. I'm Marian Erickson. This is the Plant-Based Podcast, where I narrate a variety of articles with permission on various topics related to healthy, compassionate, and sustainable living in about 10 minutes or less every weekday. And today's article was longer than that, so it's split into two parts. I read part one yesterday, so make sure you've listened to that first, so this part will make sense. And now let's get to today's plant-based briefing. Nut health benefits. You won't believe how good they are for you. Part two by Ocean Robbins at foodrevolution.org. Nuts and erectile dysfunction. A clinical study published in the International Journal of Impotence Research looked at what happened to men with erectile dysfunction, or ED, who ate 3 to 4 handfuls of pistachios a day for 3 weeks. They experienced a significant improvement in blood flow through their private parts. The researchers concluded that 3 weeks of pistachios resulted in a significant improvement in erectile function without any side effects. That's pretty impressive, considering the side effects of prescribed ED medications linked here. Results from the Fertinuts trial, a study examining the impact of nuts on sperm quality, also had positive things to say. The consumption of 60 grams a day of mixed nuts versus no nuts at all showed a significant increase in sexual function and desire among men. Disadvantages of nuts. Despite all the impressive health benefits of nuts, there are a few things to consider when adding them to your diet. Nut allergies. Perhaps the most obvious downside to nuts is that many children and adults are allergic to them. Tree nut allergies are the most common type of food allergy, and most children with a tree nut allergy are allergic to more than one nut and do not usually outgrow their allergy, as is sometimes the case with other food allergens. Although peanuts are botanically legumes and not tree nuts, there is also a significant crossover between peanut and tree nut allergies. Around 25-40% of people with a peanut allergy also have a tree nut allergy. Both peanut and tree nut allergies can have a range of symptoms, from coughing and wheezing to indigestion to hives and, most severe of all, anaphylaxis. Obviously, if you have a peanut or tree nut allergy, do not consume them. The American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology suggests that seeds, sesame, sunflower, or pumpkin, are often better tolerated in individuals with tree nut allergies. Coconuts, macadamia nuts, and pine nuts are also considered okay for many people with tree nut allergies, since the former is botanically a fruit, and the latter two also fall under the seed category. Individuals should consult with their healthcare team to confirm these food safety. Nutrient density. Nuts are some of the most nutrient-dense foods you can eat. This makes sense, considering they're a small package that has the potential to grow into a tree. But because they're loaded with nutrition and calories, a little can actually go a long way. So what's the recommended serving size of nuts? In general, current dietary guidelines recommend a 30-gram serving or a little over an ounce. However, a handful has also been suggested as a valid, although admittedly not very scientific, nut serving size. The one exception to this is Brazil nuts. Because a single Brazil nut can contain up to 96 micrograms of selenium, which is almost double the recommended amount, it's probably best to only consume 1 to 2 Brazil nuts per day. Brazil nuts also contain barium, which can be toxic in large doses. Antinutrients explained. Because nuts and seeds contain the building blocks for new life, they also tend to come with protections in place to ensure that life succeeds. Antinutrients are plant chemicals that are meant to make a plant less tasty to deter predators. Nuts contain antinutrients like phytates, tannins, lectins, and oxalates. Antinutrients are so named because they interfere with the absorption of certain nutrients. So, is this a reason to avoid eating nuts? Although antinutrients are controversial in the nutrition world, they aren't the bad guys they're often made out to be. As we've seen in this article, nuts have amazing benefits. On the other hand, many studies done on antinutrients examine them in isolation, which is not how they're consumed. Antinutrients are found in many plant foods, along with a variety of beneficial vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and other plant compounds. In fact, their very inclusion may actually contribute to some of the health benefits seen in nuts and other plant-based foods. So there's no need to fear antinutrients in nuts. But if you do want to lessen your anti-nutrient consumption for whatever reason, you can do so by soaking nuts in water for 24 to 48 hours. Cooking, sprouting, or fermenting nuts also has the same effect. For more on anti-nutrients, see our article linked here. How to enjoy nuts. Based on numerous studies, it appears that eating at least one serving of nuts a week, and potentially up to a serving per day, may lead to tremendous health benefits. But how you get those benefits is up to you. You can enjoy nuts straight as a snack with a sprinkling of salt or other seasoning in trail mix or granola or added to smoothies. Nuts also go well in a nut loaf or casserole as a topping for salads, blended into nut milk or prepared into nut cheeses, nut butters, or even pie crusts. However, because nuts contain different types of fat, they're prone to spoilage. Walnuts in particular are high in omega-3s and may go bad more quickly than other nuts. Fresh in-shell walnuts are best. If you're a little adventurous, you can get a nutcracker and crack them for yourself. If you opt for shelled walnuts, store them in airtight containers in the refrigerator to prevent their oils from going rancid. According to the University of California Agricultural and Natural Resources, nuts will retain their nutritional and flavor quality for up to 1 year if stored in the refrigerator or 2 years in the freezer. You can find out how long each type of nut lasts by viewing this chart linked here on Eat By Date. Throw out or compost any nuts that smell or taste sour or bitter. And of course, a food is only as healthy as the company it keeps. When nuts are overly salted or laden with sugar or artificial additives and flavorings, they lose much of their nutritional value and can become a less healthy choice. Nut recipes. Enjoy nuts of all varieties for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert with these outrageously nutty and wonderfully delicious nut recipes linked here. Toasted pistachio and cherry overnight oats, 1 sheet spicy almond tofu and green beans, and fudgy chocolate chip and walnut brownies. You'd be nutty to ignore nuts. No matter what type of nuts you enjoy, you will find beneficial qualities in them. Nuts are nutritional powerhouses, providing a potent source of plant-based protein as well as healthy fats, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Their robust nutritional profiles also explain why they're so good for you. From protecting your heart health to prolonging your life to even helping you out in the bedroom, nuts have a lot to offer. And while there are a few downsides of nuts to consider, overall the benefits far outweigh any drawbacks, unless you're allergic, of course. From homemade nut butters to salad toppings, nuts offer a versatile and convenient way to elevate both taste and well-being, making them an indispensable addition to a health-conscious diet. You just listened to Nut Health Benefits, You Won't Believe How Good They Are For You, Part 2 by Ocean Robbins at foodrevolution.org. And I'm your host, Marian Erickson. As always, I put a link to the original post in the show notes where you can find links to those recipes and studies and other things cited. And let me tell you, the photos of those recipes look amazing. So please share this episode with anyone who might benefit, and thanks for listening.